Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported, hands-on radio for Green and Columbia counties. I'm Antonia. I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Ingrid. I'm also 13, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Emily. I am an adult. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm also from very rainy Hudson.
It's raining in Hudson.
It's very rainy.
But it's a good kind of rainy.
I'm wearing rain boots.
That's true.
I'm wearing sweatpants.
I'm not wearing anything that makes sense in the rain.
I don't think sweatpants really make sense in the rain.
I have a dice.
That's true.
My dice.
I
think I have some skills with the dice.
Emily does. There was this little square table thing, and she was like, I'm going to try and roll every number on the dice. So she rolled it. And on the table, she rolled a 1, and then she rolled it the second time, she rolled a 2, third time a 3, and the fourth time a 4. And then it rolled off the table, and she got a 5, and it rolled off the table again, and she got a 6, and it was insane! And we were all like, whoa!
Hi, Gina! Hi, Farzana!
You missed all the dice fun!
Yeah!
But so hello. Cool.
And hi, Quinn, too.
And Maddie.
And Maddie, and everybody, and the history of the whole entire world. Don't that includes the dinosaurs.
The dinosaurs.
And hi, Jack.
Hey, Jack. Hater. Hey there.
Hey there.
Hater.
Hey there.
Not hater.
No. Not hater. Hater.
Mm-hmm.
Hater. It sounds like hater. No, I mean hey there. I don't think you're a hater. Unless you are a hater, then you're a hater.
Don't do it. Don't be that.
Likers be liking. As you can see, we're in a very giggly mood today.
Guess what?
What?
There was this book, and I came into the studio, and so did Emily, and so did Ingrid, and then there was also a button. But that's not very important. So we were like, la la la, we're going to go talk about books. And then there was a book right there, and it was like, whoa, there's a book there. There was also a card with this really cute animal thing that looked really sad, and it said Kate Susan, and they were so funny and cute. But the book.
The book didn't just appear, though.
Yes, it did.
I brought it out of my bag.
Oh. No, Emily, it appeared.
Sorry to spoil the mystery.
Yes, that was so sad.
But you today would have been Mari Sendak's 85th birthday.
And Mari Sendak wrote the book. And
yes,
the book
he wrote many books and illustrated many books.
Chicken Soup with the Rice. And I used to have this book when I was little, and it was so cute. And this book has months in it.
Mm-hmm.
And each month has a little poemy thing, and it's so cute. And now Emily's going to read what her month says, because Emily's special.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we figured we'd read the month of our birthday in honor of Mari Sendak's birthday. Ooh. So I was born in June, which is this month.
Happy birthday!
Yes, almost. So for June, we have, in June, I saw a charming group of roses all begin to droop. I pepped them up with chicken soup. Sprinkle once, sprinkle twice, sprinkle chicken soup with rice.
That was so cute.
Who wants to read theirs?
Okay,
you should read it.
I'm going to read my month, which is October. In October, I'll be the host. To witches, goblins, and ghosts. I'll serve them chicken soup on toast. Whoopie once, whoopie twice, whoopie chicken soup with rice.
And then, now it looks like an old book.
I think it was 1962.
Nice. It smells so good. You should go purchase this book, and then you should smell it, because it smells so
it's
nice.
Her book. It's your book.
My birthday is in March. So this is what it says about March. In March, the wind blows down the door and spills my soup upon the floor. It laps it up and roars for more, blowing once, blowing twice, blowing chicken soup with rice. There's a picture of the wind, and it looks kind of like hair. And it's so cute.
I love that book.
Me too.
I grew up with a mini version of that book. Mm-hmm. Did you have that size? Or
not a mini.
You had a mini one?
Version, yeah.
It was in the Nutshell Library, which was a collection of 4 books. And my sister actually owned the collection. It was her books.
Mm-hmm.
But I would go in. She had her bookshelf right when you first got into her bedroom. And I would go and read them. Ooh. All the time and be jealous that she had these books that were so cute and little. And so then when we became adults and she moved across the country and didn't take it with her, I decided that they were mine and I took them. But then I felt guilty, so I bought her a set.
Really?
And sent it to her. So she has her own set now. And I have her old set.
Great. But then there was some more books. Do you want to know what other book is in here with us?
What book?
I don't know. It's in front of Emily.
You want to know about my book?
Yeah.
Okay. My book is a graphic novel. I think it's technically coming out tomorrow, but we got sent it at the library early. And I had read it on my computer before, but now I have it in front of me, so that's nice because it's pretty in the flesh. And it is called Primates, The Fearless Science of Jane Goodall, Diane Fossey, and I'm probably going to butcher her name, but Berut Galdikas. And these are three women that were also known as the Trimates or as Leakey's Angels. So they were three women that worked with primates doing primate research, and they all got their start thanks to a man named Louis Leakey, who got them set up to do some research. So Jane Goodall studied chimpanzees in Tanzania, and Diane Fossey studied mountain gorillas. She was in the Congo, and or what's now known as the Congo, and then she moved over to Rwanda. And Berut Galdikas studied orangutans in Borneo. And this, it sort of goes through, that's the order in which they also started their research. So Jane Goodall started first, and then Diane Fossey later started, and then Berut is the younger of the three, and she started later. And so the book sort of goes through, does Jane's story, and then moves on to Diane, and then moves on to Berut. And they sort of intermingle every now and again. And it's just a really pretty book. They did a good job with it. It's Jim Ottaviani, who's a well-known graphic novelist. He's won some awards. And Maris Wicks, who I actually haven't read anything from her before, but it's, she's great. The artwork's really, really nice. It kind of reminds me of the artwork from Lucy Nicely, who did Relish, which I talked about on the show before. It's sort of got a similar style to it. And I don't always like biographies, and this one's sort of somewhat of a fictionalized biography in that it's not strictly a biography. They, you know, they imagine some things and make up some of the dialogue, I'm sure, but it's more or less a biography. And
I really liked it. And there's cute monkeys on it.
And it's accessible for young readers, too, because there are some elements of their work that have either been controversial or, you know, like Diane Fossey was actually murdered while doing work in the mountains.
What?
Who murdered her?
They don't know.
Whoa.
And so they, I feel like they did it in a way that a young person could read it and not be totally
Emily.
Horrified.
You were just like, oh yeah, and yeah, so she was like murdered. And then yeah,
she
so
was.
It was a pretty good book. And I was like, whoa, where did
that's
that
sad.
That's
I mean, there's
sad.
Also things, you know, they're fighting against poachers, and so that's sad when animals are like murdered for their parts.
And humans.
And humans. That is sad too.
And animals that are very similar to humans.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a really cool book.
It looks cool.
And it's got, I like the cover. It's got the ladies and their primate of study, or one primate of study, mm-hmm. all in line, holding hands, climbing trees, all sorts of fun stuff.
Aww, looks adorable.
And the green.
It is. And it didn't make me sob miserably. Which is kind of refreshing, because usually if there's movies or books about primates, it usually makes me cry.
Aww.
And this one managed to not make me cry, so it did that without taking away some of the importance. So.
I hate when I'm reading a book and I'm in like Spanish and I just start sobbing uncontrollably because the book's sad.
Maybe you shouldn't be reading a book in Spanish.
Well,
class.
Do you want to learn Spanish?
Unless it's a book in Spanish. En español.
Yeah, it was a book in español.
Oh, okay.
And you were like, oh, this is such a sad book.
Yeah, because I finished Maximum Ride. It was the last Maximum Ride book. And I was like, no! And I started blubbering. And then everyone's like, Ingrid's weird. I am weird, though.
What book did you read? Was it a weird book?
No, I read The Fault in Our Stars. Well, I am reading it. It's really good. It's about a girl named Hazel Grace Lancaster. And she has, think it's lung cancer, something to do with her lungs. Like, anyway, she needs a breathing tank and everything. And she goes to a group where she meets a boy named Augustus Waters. And they get to know each other and stuff. And it's really cute. And I have a feeling I'm going to start sobbing at the end because cancer and stuff. Yeah. So I don't want to finish it, but I really want to finish it because I love romantic books like this.
What's romantic?
And Gina.
Oh, yeah.
Gina. Gina should come and read this romantic book. We miss Gina.
It's huge on the Instagram stuff.
Where are you, Gina?
The Fault in Our Stars.
Gina, yeah. Like, on Instagram, like, all the pages love it. Like, people have read it, and I was just, like, dying to read it. And finally found a page on Instagram that emailed it to me for free. So, yeah.
Whoa. That's awesome.
Very.
I think I'm going to listen to the audiobook of The Fault in Our Stars. Because it just won an Audi for best teen audiobook for the year.
Really?
Yes. So it's usually that means it's pretty good.
Congrats, yeah. John Green. Congrats.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that there are two versions of the audiobook. One that's read by a female reader, you know, somebody that reads audiobooks like it's their job, because it is. Mm-hmm. And then there's one version, I believe, where John Green reads it.
I'd read the John Green version.
Although the other one is the one that got the Audi.
Oh.
But
still, John Green. John Green's entertaining. A fangirl like us. He fangirls.
He does.
He's like us.
It's true.
He's a new.
He also has a really interesting, he has some interesting YouTube videos. He does one where he goes back and forth with his brother, so they'll take turns posting videos each day. Although he's on paternity leave now, so I don't know if he's posting videos every day.
Wait, what?
Because he's on paternity leave because he had a baby.
He?
Yeah, John Green.
He.
John Green's a he.
Had a baby.
Yeah, had a baby.
That's why it's called paternity leave, not maternity.
Oh, okay. Oh. I was like, whoa.
Sometimes dads take time off, too. But, so his wife technically had the baby.
Yeah,
he was involved. But he also has some videos that he posts once in a while, I think on his brother's YouTube channel, that is him playing, I think it's a FIFA soccer video game, and he will tell stories while playing the game, so every once in a while he gets distracted by the game.
It's like,
but it's really, it's surprisingly entertaining to watch him playing soccer video game while telling stories. Anyways.
Hooray.
So far it's
really good.
It's good, aside from your concern that you're going to start.
Random noise. Wub, 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 wub.
But yeah, so aside from your worry that you're going to start bawling your eyes out, possibly in embarrassing locations of your life.
People think I'm weird because they don't think books can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've definitely had, when I used to commute to work, I'd have commutes where I'd be listening to an audiobook that would make me start crying, and I'd be in traffic like, and I'd worry that people are going to see me and think I was having a bad day or something and worry about me.
Oh,
it'd be nice that they worried about me. It's nice to be cared for.
They were strange people in other cars, so they probably.
I want to walk into a coffee shop one day and like order a cup of tea and sit down and read my book, and then I want my perfect fanboy to walk up and be like, oh, I love that book. And then we can just sit and have conversations and get married and have kids and have a house and die happily together.
Okay, Ingrid, that's
the dream.
What kind of tea do you want?
Green.
I like green
very
tea.
Nice.
Green tea is healthy. It helps prevent lung cancer.
Oh, interesting.
You're welcome for that fabulous fact.
This would be a good day for some green tea.
Wouldn't it?
Oh, maybe you could make that happen today.
I'm definitely going to make that happen today. Or lemongrass ginger.
Do you have a preferred book that this fanboy would be drawn to you by?
Hmm. something that's like, oh, this is a hard question. Maybe like The Maze Runner, because there's so much you can talk about in that book. It's just perfect. And
maybe your new James Dashner book.
Yes.
We'll draw someone in. They'll be like, I love James Dashner.
Emily,
just like you.
God. Emily got me a book signed by James Dashner, which means my book has touched the hand of the man that wrote Newt, which means we're practically married. There, I said it. I'm married to Newt.
Yes.
Congratulations.
So what do you want for your wedding gifts?
We'll have, like...
books? Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Books. Books. Books and money.
And money. That's all I want.
And green tea.
And then you can buy more books with the money and green tea.
Mm-hmm.
You get tea kettle. Anyways, tea kettle and bookshelf. There you go.
So, you know, if you are my perfect fanboy, find me on Facebook.
Yeah.
So, Antonia, what have you been reading lately?
Well, I haven't really finished it yet, but when I do, I'm going to be very proud. I want to finish it in the next 2 weeks, and then I'm going to watch the movie with Harry. And so,
Harry!
Anyway, yeah, that guy. And so, guess what? Can you guess what book it is?
Is it what you said you wanted to read last week?
Maybe.
What did you say
then I'd
she
be
wanted
sort
to
of
read last
in
week?
Terms of guessing. It has to do with that.
Yeah, right. It has to do with that.
The clock.
And that color. No, okay. The clockwork orange.
Oh, I want to read that.
Uh-huh. And so I'm on page 72.
Is it scary?
Sort of, I guess. Not really. I am enjoying it very much. So I carry it around and I read it and I sit there and I'm like, oh, I'm reading my book. And then adults walk by. And they always, every time, like no one has ever said anything then other than these two phrases to me. When they see me reading it, they either say, oh, such a gruesome book. Or they say, oh, I started reading that book, but I couldn't get past the first two pages because of all the
made-up
language.
That's what I said.
Yeah, and someone else said it too, and someone else. So everybody says either one of those two things. And so, yeah, the made-up language, by the way, isn't the made-up language. It's called the Nansat language, and yes, there is a dictionary that you can get of it, Emily.
Mm-hmm. Well, the book that I tried to read, it had a glossary in the back. I just felt like I didn't want to, at this time in my life, I was a teenager, I did not want to go back to the glossary to look up every other word.
But you can find out by the context what it means. Like, for example, they say vidied like every single day.
They say what?
Vidied, and that means saw. And you can sort of tell because it sounds like it. No, it doesn't at all. But I get it. I do. It
That's like in Maze Runner, they called people shucks and shanks. And yeah.
And it makes sense to me.
And greenies.
Then they say my droogs, which is basically like my friends. And it's so cool. And this made-up language doesn't bother me at all because it's quite entertaining. And then you start talking like that, and then people are like, what are you talking about? And you're like, oh, sorry, you don't know what I mean. And then one time I actually was talking like that because not only do they have made-up language, but sometimes they're like going la 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 and like talking in the book, and then suddenly some people are laughing on the street, so in the book they're like, instead of saying the people on the street were laughing, they say the people on the street ha ha ha. And it's funny and it's really awesome and it's a really good book. Yep. And it's got a nice cover, and I listed it as one of my top 10 favorite book covers.
My two favorite book
Which
covers.
Which you can see on our blog at wearebound.wordpress.com.
Mm. Can't forget the dots.
Nope.
They're crucial.
And so it's about this guy, and I realized that he lives in England, even though I thought he lived in New York, because they live in he lives in England, and his name is Alex, and he like goes around and he's in this sort of gang thing, and it's like in the future, and so they all wear like randomly white, and then they do a bunch of stuff, and then they have fun, but then they don't, and there's this very controversial last chapter, so you can decide whether you want to read the last chapter or not. I heard it's not very good, but then I also heard it is good, so I don't know. It's very confusing, and it's divided into three sections, this book is, and each one has seven chapters.
Hmm. very balanced.
I want to read this book now.
Yes. I'm curious how similar it is to the movie. Because I have seen the movie, although that too, I tried watching it and was too disturbed by the first 5 or 10 minutes, so I turned it off. And then one day I decided to go back to it and just suffer through the first.
Do you think it would be on Netflix?
I don't know. It is, in fact, though, it's basically exactly like the movie.
Is it?
The movie doesn't have the last chapter in it, but
I'm curious what the last chapter is. I'll have to read it.
Yes, but they basically used the movie as their script. Like, the guy was reading it, and then he was like, oh, I should make a movie about this. So basically, like, it's really exactly like it. Except for they don't have the last chapter. And then I don't really want to tell you really about what it's about, because then you'll be like, huh, huh, huh. But I told you what it was about, basically.
You'll be like, huh, huh, huh.
Yes.
What does that mean?
We will ha ha ha.
Yes.
Sounds kind of like Santa Claus.
Yes. So I basically told you that it's about a guy named Alex who's in a gang in England with his 3 droogs, and Dim, being very dim, is very dim. And that's one of the guy's names.
And what do they do in the gang?
Things. Lots of things. And they're up in the night, and then they go to school in the day, except for when they don't, because they stay home and drink green tea. But they did actually change one part of the movie, but I'm not going to tell you what that part is. And then, sometimes, it's funny. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
You should not be influenced by this book, though. If you read this book, you shouldn't be like, oh, I want to be just like that main character. Because you really don't. You love the main character. You love Alex so much. You're like, oh, yay, Alex. But then you're like, oh, but because you don't really want to be like Alex, you just like Alex, even though you don't want to be like him at all, ever, ever, ever,
ever. Don't do it.
What's with his eyelash?
Well, I'll tell you a funny story about the eyelash, okay? The eyelash isn't really in the book, but they were making the movie, and they're like, oh, we should make this movie now. So they were making the movie, and then they were like, well, we need something so you can, like, remember this main character, you know, like a main thing. And the guy was like, oh, look, I have this random eyelash. So they just stuck it on him, and they were like, well, that was easy. And now it became like his like trademark or sort of thing-ish.
It's iconic.
His icon, yes, even though they didn't had nothing to do with it. They were just like, oh, I'm going to put this eyelash on him. Yes, because they thought that would be a fun thing to do. And so then they did. And The Clockwork Orange is a classic, and it's by something Burgess.
Anthony?
Yes, think? Anthony Burgess. And it's quite good. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I had something funny to say about it, but I don't remember.
Hey.
Me neither. Well. So. You guys got quiet.
Wub, 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 wub.
So it's almost summer.
I know.
Are you all ready?
Excitement. I want to read at least 50 books.
2 more weeks of school.
And once summer starts, we're going to start doing summer book giveaways on the show.
Woo!
And on the blog. So people can either email us once we start doing that, or they can comment on the blog to enter. And that'll be awesome.
But we're just email us, Emily?
Oh, it's a mystery.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe you can help them out with that.
Oh, I'll tell you where you could email us, and then you could win a free book. You could email us at wearebound@gmail.com, and then we'd be like, oh, here, have a free book. But that's only if you win. But you probably will, because we don't have that many listeners. Sob, sob, sob. So, yeah, so that's why you should do that, because you're probably going to win. Like, one time I entered to win this contest to get on, like, this weird boat dance thing that was awesome with and it was really cool. And I was like, I'm going to enter to win this. So then I did, and I won. But it was funny, because the only reason I won was because, like, only the maximum number of people that could win entered. So then I won. And it was silly. Ooh. Are you having a nice day, Ingrid?
I'm having an awesome day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. It's good to have an awesome day. Except for that it's raining. We missed you very much last week.
I know, I'm a very missable person. I missed you also. I miss you too, Emily.
Aw, thanks.
I missed you the most.
Oh. Well then, I see how.
But I missed you the mostiest.
I have a dice and a button.
No. I have a dice and a button.
Should probably hand it off to the afternoon show.
Why are we kind of
after all, it is afternoon.
It is afternoon.
It is their time.
D'après midi. That's how you say afternoon in French.
Ever.
Ooh. We hope you all have a good week.
Have a good day.
We'll be back.
Antonia won't get her
next Monday.
Bye.
3:30. For more whispering and books and dice.
Ghosts.